Welcome back to the Reality S Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. Michelle isn't going to join us today, but we have a great replacement for her, and we have Jose Suazo with us today. Suazo's in the house.
Whoa.
It seems like
What's
you've
up?
kind of a lot, but it's been
I
fun. We love having you.
know this is what, your third
appreciate
or fourth time? Maybe. it. Fifth
Oh
time.
wow. Okay. God.
Well, oh yeah, there was the four fantasy wins, so those was my four. And this would be no. Yeah, it's five. Actually, no, I think you had me on one more time, so this might be six.
I know. I thought we've had you on without a win, a fantasy win before.
Yes. So yes, you did. So I had four wins, so I had came on at least four times. One win, so this will be
And
six, yes.
I think you're
The
basically a co-host at this point.
other
One for
one
Vanderpump, is that what it was?
it was I think it was for Vanderpump one time, yeah. Wait, yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Something. But we love
Yep.
having you here. So thanks for coming on with us again today and talking about this crazy Bachelorette finale. We're talking about Bachelorette today. We are talking about the challenge today.
I
But
feel we're talking about like scandal after scandal after scandal.
yeah.
Because a lot of stuff happened on the challenge too.
Oh boy.
A
Yeah.
few things happened on the challenge.
They did. They did.
A few really, yeah.
Well, let's
Okay.
start with Bachelorette first, okay? So, like, if we're thinking MVP, LVP, oh my God, what are we doing here? Did you give your MVP to anybody? Who could you give it to? What are we
How
thinking?
could you?
I cheated.
What do
You
you
gave it
mean?
to Jen? You gave it to Jen? No, I gave it to Jen's brother.
Who?
Jen's brother.
Oh, he's
He
great.
was the MVP.
He was.
He's
great. He was good from the hometown, like not the hometown, sorry. From the fantasy suites and everything. He was great. He was really, really good. I liked him.
Yeah, it was good to like when he was talking to the guys who he seemed, I mean, he really cared and, you know, like taking on that protective role, since her dad's not there. And even like at the tell-all, like saying that he was disappointed about some things. And I don't know. I mean, I gave it to Jen's brother. Yeah, I cheated, but he was the MVP.
Maybe I should do that too. I'm sorry, I'm not giving an MVP to one of those men. Oh, hold on. So are these MVPs for the game or just for personal reasons? Because I feel like that's two different things.
We kind of do it overall, and we at our discretion, we kind of pick. It's interesting. Sometimes we'll pick, and Christina always asks why, and sometimes it's because I'll be more game oriented, and sometimes I'll be more personal oriented.
Because those are definitely two different things. Like, so just to play devil's advocate, technically, Devin won.
Yeah, but there was after
I.
the final rose too. So that
What?
But there's after the final rose too that we also saw. So that counts as an episode. If they would have been two separate episodes and it was like seeing her and then there was like a reunion, the life thing was like the next day or something. Yeah, those are two different episodes. But this is one episode. This is the same thing.
Okay.
Still
Okay. All
on
right. All right.
the couch.
Okay. All right.
Fuck
Understood.
Devin, LVP.
Well, Devin was obviously my LVP, Yeah.
so.
Okay. Going based off of that, I totally agree. Devin LVP.
Yeah, that was
So, guys,
I
here's my problem. I'm just going to start off by saying this. I know there's been some ugly endings to The Bachelor and Bachelorette where, like, they choose someone and then they go back and break up with them and choose the next person, stuff like that. Here was my big issue with this. Throughout the whole season, there was no, Devin wasn't Marcus. He wasn't undecided. He wasn't like, I'm not sure. It wasn't like a Tino situation where he didn't seem all in. Like this man from week two was all in and pretend to be all in to Jen, to Jesse, to us. I loved it. He conned everybody.
Conned. So
I've
that's
heard.
why I think this is one of my, this is, I mean, it has left a bad taste in my stomach. I think this is the worst. And
obviously I've skipped a couple seasons, but this is the worst Bachelorette or Bachelor I've ever seen.
So,
Sorry.
but you mean like ending? Because I feel like this is definitely the most dramatic
Yeah,
and
ending as
finale
far
we've
as the
ever had.
ending. Yeah.
But okay, I don't know if like I don't know if like the worst is because if you think about it from like I'm trying to think of from the perspective of like Jen and like what she how she her as the Bachelorette. I don't think she did anything wrong. I don't think that picking him
She
was
didn't.
wrong. I think that she picked the right person with who she had. It was that person wasn't real. He was a fraud. That's not her fault. And
No. Yeah.
then like and then if you're talking about like the end when like the way that they showed everything, I understand like that a lot of people did not like that at all. But I also feel like Jen was okay with that. She knew that that was going to happen and she wanted, she has
No.
that. She has said that. She's come out and she has said that.
I don't believe her. I think contractually she might have to say something like that. I personally, come on, the way she was crying up there, the way she was crying up there, she did not. This is what she said. She's like, when Jesse was like, do you want to see her? She goes, I guess I don't have a choice. She didn't have a choice.
No, she
Like
doesn't.
that
But
was
that's
terrible.
part of
They
being
should
like
have showed it first. They should have showed it first, like they normally do, and then have her come out. That if it was that order, fine. But for her to come out, tell her story
See,
about
the
what
reason
happened.
why I don't think I think that they needed to do it the way that they did it and why I'm not mad about it is because I think that they didn't have a closure conversation. She wanted to talk to him about it. She wanted to go to a happy couple. Like the way that, like Ari, when he broke up with Becca, when they were there, that's what production wanted. That's what Jen wanted. She wanted to have some kind of conversation with him before they got to after the final rose. And he refused to do that. So because he refused to do that, why should he get this like great edit or not great edit, but the better edit of watching it first and then talking about it? Where the way that they did it, I feel like was, yeah, it was cruel to her, but I feel like it was
They
more cruel
demonized
to
him
him.
more. I
I
get,
think,
okay.
and I'm okay with that.
I see kind of now where you're coming from. I don't know. I had a bad taste in my mouth about it all, but I mean, the fact that some man, and who is this man? The fucking audacity
Oh,
of
yeah.
this man. Like, who did he think he was? Like, honestly, I hope all of America, I mean, any woman who, this man's sick. This, I mean, twisted.
Sliding
We
into
should have known. We fucking knew. When you told me about the 911 thing, we should, oh, I cannot believe. And at 44 years old, I'm getting scammed watching this, like thinking, okay, like this guy, it really is, has been choosing her over and over again. Like, this is why women get duped all the time. I think I'm pretty fucking smart when it comes to men and their behaviors, but I did not see that coming.
No, he was. I mean, and on a show like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, they are supposed to fall for the leads fast. What he did wasn't super crazy. Honestly, it's happened.
No.
And I don't know. I mean, he just really is a con artist. I mean,
That's
he
what he is, plain and
all
simple.
fooled. Now, the one Dave Neal has an argument, and so I'll just share it here. I don't really agree with it, but I can kind of see it, so I'll share it. And that is his
Who's,
argument.
I'm sorry, whose argument was it?
Dave Neal.
Okay.
So his argument is that he thinks that when you're in the moment and you have like all the endorphins going and everything, he got his like emotions confused with like
Oh.
loving Jen and like wanting to win. And
Bullshit.
it's
Yes.
like all the kind of the same thing for him until
Well,
the end when it wasn't.
that still makes him a shit person.
Yeah.
I mean, and to not address her or to kind of ghost her at times or kind of leave her hanging. I mean, it was all.
I'm like, it's the freaking Bachelorette. I mean, what do you think was gonna happen? That you were just gonna like blow her off and like when he's like sitting on the couch and he's like, "Well, I didn't think it was gonna go with this way." What did you think? This is the first time that she's had to scream at you. Course she's
Yeah.
like, "Come on, GL
Has
together."
his parents come out and said anything? Because Christina, that was our favorite hometown date. We loved his mom. We thought he came from good people. We loved what she said to him. Like, have they come out and said any? Like,
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know.
nothing. No.
It's yeah. I am not a fan of anything that's gone down post this. I don't
Have
know.
any ex-girlfriends come out and said anything about him?
No,
Yeah, they
that I
have.
heard of.
Yeah.
Oh, of
Tell
his?
me.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
No, yeah, they have come out and just said that like he is just like emotionally abusive and would like put girls down and I can't remember like the exact details, but yeah, there's been a high school girlfriend and I think one other girl that has come out and just like it not I mean the allegations are nothing like the Marcus allegations, but they're still like he is a huge asshole type thing. And I know that there's also a girl that he was seen with like 2 weeks before the finale, like the on like the
Yeah.
August 3rd, something like that.
Honestly, I
I
don't
did
feel
see that.
sorry for any girl that ends up dating him. She deserves what she, I mean, I hate to say that, but she deserves, but any woman who knows what he's done and ends up dating him is an idiot.
No, absolutely not. And like Ashley Iaconetti said that she has a friend not in Bachelor Nation who followed him on Instagram and he followed her back and like slid into her DMs and like this is just like a regular person. So yeah, I mean it's crazy the like he's still the show is still airing. Like what are you doing? I mean, especially like in breaking up with her within 3 weeks of the finale, like that is the most asinine thing I think I have ever heard of. Like it's literally like you're just like waiting to be single at that point. Like why on earth would any human in their right mind not stay with the winner for another month? 3 weeks before the finale, that is insane. If they broke up next week, people would be like, oh, that's like shitty or whatever, but it would not be like it is right now. Like, this is crazy. Like, I
So
can't.
was it his ego?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
Ego had to play a part, right?
so I think that what happened, in my opinion, you know, we saw on like the strip tease date, Devin was like kind of talking about how he kind of has a dad bod. Like he used to be a bigger guy. He lost weight. He was kind of self-conscious. You know, that was like one of those moments that he got really deep with Jen, and we were like, "Oh, Devin, he's coming." That's so great. I mean, I think we probably gave him MVPs that week. Like, you know, and so I think that what happened is after the show, he, you know, the show's airing, and he has all these girls sliding into these his DMs, and I think
He's
that's a new
getting
thing for him.
attention for the first time.
Yeah, and I think it went to his head, and I think it's his ego, and I think he's an asshole. I mean, I
We think he ever did love her at some point?
No.
no, I think
No,
he
I don't think
thought he
so.
did, but I don't think he did. I think he wanted to.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I didn't
definitely
think so
believe.
either. I thought it was a I thought it was a total.
I mean, for them, for her, him, for Jen to say that the day after the proposal is when he changed, that's crazy.
Right. He just wanted to win the game, and that was it. And
And then,
like,
well,
that's
I
all.
heard another opinion that I thought was interesting. Someone said that their opinion was he didn't think he was actually going to win. He was trying to go for a bachelor edit, like trying to maybe be the next bachelor. So be like this nice guy that gets his heart broken at the end, and he really didn't think he was going to win. And then he did.
Maybe
And it's
because
like, oh
I would
shit.
be so needy. He could say he loves Jen and not be so needy about it. He was super needy.
We should have known then. We talked about that too. We said we didn't really like how he went to her hotel and was needy. But then we were like, maybe he just wanted confirmation because he loves her so much and he was God of him. Ugh.
Yeah.
But that was a red flag for us, Christina. Me and you talked about that.
It was.
And we tried to justify it. This is
It
why
was
men get.
so, it was so clear, even in the proposal that she did for him when they showed it, like when she was like, oh, I don't want you to propose to me, and then his face was like, okay. Like he was kind of nonchalant about it. It's like he wasn't that affected by her saying no to him when he thought she was going to say no. And she goes, I'm going to propose to you. And then he like smiled and everything. But I noticed that, like, obviously, after we knew that they broke up, I
So,
noticed that right away. I'm like,
I
oh,
saw.
he didn't care. He wanted her to break up, if anything. He didn't really want to be with her.
So I saw a Reddit thread where there's like a bunch of people on it that said that that's the moment when she proposed, he felt like emasculated or something, and that's the moment he got the ick.
Oh,
Okay,
God.
you know what? I didn't think about it that way, but I'm not gonna say it makes sense, but that could be an out as well if you wanted that out. But I don't know. Yeah, because he does have a really big ego, and for him to.
He should have felt emasculated when he went to her hotel room whining like a little bitch.
Yeah, I mean, ugh.
And the fact that he never even brought up, because remember when he said that, he didn't want to like have her say I love you to somebody else. He only wanted to be the only one. And the fact that she said I love you to Marcus, he never brought that up at all in the
I
after the final
know.
rose.
I thought
He
he was
never
going to
brought it
use
up.
that.
So yeah, I figured that would have been, if you'd have been like, that was the reason when I watched this back, I saw that you said I love you to Marcus. I didn't like that, and I said I didn't want to hear that. That's my reason. He never brought that up, so he didn't even care.
I thought that was interesting too, Swa. So I was like, oh, he's definitely going to spin it like he felt second best or what, but he didn't even try to spin it that way.
He could have spun it, and he didn't. So that's like he didn't care from jump. I know we're
Honestly,
all
y'all,
speechless right now.
I'm gonna be really pissed if they cast him on Paradise.
I honestly think Jen's going to Paradise.
She should.
She should, but I hope
what
don't.
about all this Jen and Jonathan content we've been getting? We've been getting a lot of Jen and Jonathan TikToks, a lot.
First off, she should have picked him from jump. I mean,
There's
I
one.
know there were.
Have
Go
you seen
ahead.
the one? Have you seen the one where it's the, gosh, I don't know the exact quote, but it's from Love Island when Serena is talking about Cordell and, oh gosh, what? Oh, I can't remember the quote. It's so funny though. It's so funny. I wish I was more prepared for this. I wasn't expecting, but it's so good and. They're so good. And I love
I
their.
would say I don't see it happening, kind of like how
Yeah.
Hannah and Tyler try to redo it, because he, but hell, Ari and Jason both made it work with their second picks,
I feel like Jonathan was a better pick for her out
Even
of
though
everybody.
he went back and dated Kelly, who was his number six, and yeah,
Yeah.
together now, but they
They
dated.
were for a while. Yeah. So it's very possible. Although, listen, that's all men going back to the women, men have, sorry, swas typically have bigger egos, right? So maybe that's why
Yeah.
that's never really worked before. But Jonathan doesn't seem to have an ego like that. So it's very possible it could work.
He seems a lot more even keeled, like very, a
Yeah.
lot more chill.
And Jonathan took it on. Like Jonathan was like, this is my fault. I didn't show her enough. I didn't give her enough. Like he took all the blame when he left.
I'm gonna try to find this TikTok and play it. I don't know how it's gonna sound on the podcast, but we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it works out. Jonathan.
Too.
Okay.
And cater to both of us. And then, no, baby, you made your choice. You made your bed, hump in it. You think that you're about to have
Jen
your
and
cake
yeah,
and eat
okay.
it too. And cater to both of us. And then, no, baby, you made your choice. You made your bed, hump in it.
That's the one I think that they're trying to say, like, we're hanging out, but we're not together, or like trying to trick us. I don't know. But then there was like another, there's more. I mean, just look them up. They're Jen and Jonathan both are all of the TikToks now that he's in LA and she's in LA for Dancing with the Stars.
You.
Okay, so
Well, I didn't have any quotes, so I don't know if y'all did.
I had a few.
Okay.
The only one that's getting points is Hakeem. He says they're asking him how he feels about this. He's like, I'm super nervous. I'm very, very anxious about what's going to be shown to us. I'm just going to try to support them as much as possible. But yeah, I'm super nervous. And I thought that was really interesting, because at that point we didn't know yet that they broke up, or like what was going to happen. It was still kind of a mystery, and we were still like watching everything unfold before she got to the stage. So I just thought, them giving him the little soundbite too, good for him. Obviously, I'm not going to give it to any of the guys, so he's the only one getting points today, in the finale. And then Jen, she says, I've been waiting to hear those words, but I have a pit in my stomach and I don't know what to do with it. When she was talking about Marcus, which
Market.
we even talked about, when she's talking about Marcus, and I thought, good for her for like recognizing that, for not just like melting at it, and for like really listening to her intuition. She got what she wanted and it didn't make her feel right, so she let him go before they even
See,
had a date.
this is what pisses me off. I think even though she let some of the men go far, she did, like you mentioned earlier, she really did it right. She listened to your gut. Any of the red flags she had from past relationships, she let those guys go. So I hope she gets some intense therapy because this is gonna fuck her head up.
The only time I think that she didn't follow her intuition is on not letting Sam M go on their one-on-one.
Yeah, she should have done that earlier, but
Yep.
she did eventually let him go. I think she was holding on to something. And she kept talking about closing the door on her past, and she meant those past bad decisions. So the fact that someone duped her so bad, it just broke. I'm just heartbroken for her.
We talked about, well, I know I mentioned we mentioned literally like about an hour ago, a fixer. And she was really, really trying with Sam, and obviously there was physical attraction from jump because you got the first impression rose. And that's really all they had the whole season. They had nothing else. We heard nothing from Sam as far as like words, nothing. And she was just going based off this physical attraction the whole time. And she was trying to get something out of him, even at that radio interview. And it was just like, it was done. She did the same thing with Marcus. Same exact thing. She kept him, kept him, kept him, kept him, wanting him to do, to say, something. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm scared. And it's just like, why are you trying so hard with these men that clearly aren't for you?
But then ultimately, she picked the one that had been showing up for her every day.
And she got
Yeah.
conned.
Got
We all
caught.
got conned. That was, yeah.
It's not. And like the people saying, like, Jen's the worst bachelorette, like, I don't think that that's true. I think Jen grew on this journey. I think maybe she wasn't like exactly ready for marriage at the beginning of this, but that's not her fault at all.
Not.
And
She was not. She wasn't the worst.
she
And
wasn't, no.
her
She was the
circumstance
same
as far as
season
like
up until Devin. They set her up for failure. They had one
that's what that's I
meal.
was about to say this. I was just about to say that they set her up for failure. Her circumstance, like being the I would say the third pick. The fact that all the men were prepared for either Daisy or my girl.
Maria?
Like, yeah, like I've heard their names so, I never heard names mentioned that weren't even the Bachelorette so much in one season. Like the fact that she, that Maria, her name has kept popping up over and over. I'm like, she's not even on the season. Like, that's insane. Like that, like that's a disservice
To
to
Jen.
Jen. You know, it's just like it's not her fault that she got set up this way.
No, I
And
thought she was fun. I thought she opened up. I thought she grew. I mean, I thought she followed her heart and like her gut. I thought she did a great job as far as being the Bachelorette. And I'm gonna throw in my one of my quotes here. When she's talking to Devin at the very beginning when he first comes out, she says, "I just think like this conversation right now between the two of us is not what I had wanted and is not something that is going to be meaningful to me because we had talked about this and we had said that our relationship is our relationship and no matter how you felt or how I felt, we both wanted to have a conversation off camera because that was the respect that we owe each other." And I just think that that kind of sums it all up as how she has grown and how maybe she wasn't. I think that she's way closer to being ready for marriage now than she was when she started the season, for sure. But she's
yeah.
young. I mean, if you're offered that opportunity too, like that's a nice paycheck. That's not even just the paycheck, but like the what comes after, you know, throwing the first pitch, going on Dancing with the Stars, all of it. Like, you don't turn that down just because you're not ready to get married. You do it.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
hope that it works out.
I'm mad about that, but what the first pitch thing, but like whatever. Because that was,
I'm mad that you didn't go to the bar.
well, first off, I work Saturday nights, so I can't. But I knew about that because they promoted that weeks ago. I saw that a long time ago that she was going to be throwing out that first pitch. So I knew about that. And I'm just upset because the girls that I saw today that are in my Giants group, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we were at the game last night." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw, and I didn't get an invitation, even though I knew I couldn't go to the game."
Well, yeah.
But then they're like, "Oh look, here's a picture. There's Jen right behind us." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Because you had just sent me this. I didn't know. I forgot that it was this weekend, so I had no idea. You're like, "You weren't at that bar," and I'm like, "Wait, what bar is she talking about?" And so. Yeah, but I when I first said I wouldn't have gone to that bar, I was, do they have another location in South Boston? I don't go to South Boston that much. So I probably wouldn't go there. And I heard the line was long as hell to even get in the bar last night.
I'm sure you
So
there.
yeah. So I don't know. I probably wouldn't have got in anyway. I don't know those bars like that in that area. But yeah, the opportunity to meet Jen. A single gen too, so
Yeah, right.
right before she goes off to Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I assume she'd be out there already in LA. I forgot that
Well, if
she'd
she
be
was in LA, I think she's been doing a lot of back and forth, but I mean, she already had that booked, so I think she was just honoring her obligation.
Yeah, because that was last second. I feel like they gifted that to her after she cried her ass off on the finale. Because she wasn't even announced to be on the show. That the cast was, I'm not gonna say the cast was out, but
Okay,
for them
so
to not
reality.
announce it, they didn't even announce it on the finale. So,
So.
like, you think they would have announced something like that had they known.
So reality Steve, he interviewed one of the people who like I don't know if they exclusively cover Dancing with the Stars or like it's like one of the things that they specialize in or whatever. And she was saying that normally they get the press information of the cast at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And that they have an embargo that they can't like post anything about it until 8:20 the next day after it's like announced on Good Morning America or whatever. but they get it early so that they can write their whatever. And so she was saying that this time that it didn't come in until after 8 o'clock Pacific time, which like never happened. So like 3 hours later. So basically they were like waiting for Jen to get off stage and sign her contract before they sent this over to the media, basically.
So it's like they knew they were going to do this. They just didn't let her know.
I think that
Or
they
she knew, but they couldn't do anything.
got the idea while it was happening.
Yeah, right. That's what it seemed like. It seemed, because they would have announced it. They would have announced it
And they would have
during the
told her.
finale.
And they would have told her. And
Yeah.
she didn't know. She said on her Instagram story that she didn't know that she was going to be on Dancing with the Stars until she got off the stage, and she had 45 minutes to get to the airport. And when they got to the airport, Sasha was there, and Sasha didn't even have a plane ticket yet. Sasha was not one of the pro dancers that the media was given that was going to be a pro dancer. He was one of the I don't know, dancers that's like there for loud. I don't know. I mean, obviously, like they do it, but yeah. So that's like it was extremely last minute. It wasn't anything that
Yeah.
was at all.
It definitely felt that way when we found out the next day. Like, why didn't they announce this on the finale? So it definitely felt like it was a last minute decision
And having
after the show.
and Jen is also like very unprecedented.
Let's say that again.
Having Joey and Jen on the same season.
Right.
I mean, not only is it a bachelor, bachelorette, like whatever, like two people from Bachelor Nation, however,
But they were in the same season.
he was on his season.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, good for them.
I still want to know who was left out because I feel like they had to drop somebody to put her
I'm telling you, Oshina.
in. Let's just do that for comedic purposes.
That would be amazing.
I mean, I think it was definitely a reality star.
Yeah.
Or there was one person I heard, who was it? Hawktua, maybe? I heard she was real.
Oh shit.
But I
Okay.
thought, yeah, I don't know. We should have got Hawktua over Anna Delvey, but that's neither here nor there.
Anna Delvey, I couldn't believe when I saw that. And the ankle monitor was chef's kiss.
Ridiculous. Okay, so do we have any final thoughts about The Bachelorette? Anything that's going on there? Do we want to, talk about Jones season at all? Like, anything we want to talk about before we move on to the challenge?
Just real quick, like I this disservice to Jen, like I know you mentioned, showing the proposal was to put Devin in a worse light, but I felt like that was also just shitting on Jen at the same time.
A lot of people feel that way.
Especially with the whole, like, woman empowerment thing. She's making her own choices and things like that. And like in the end, she didn't have her own choice because I'm pretty sure she didn't want to see that. So like she straight up said, "Do I have a choice to watch this?" Like she didn't have her own choice in the end, and
People are taking that too literally, because obviously she didn't have a choice. She signs a contract. Like, that's part of it. And also, like, it's the first, they made a big deal about the ending being something that never happened before. Like, we all knew that she was going to, well, we didn't all know, but even people who didn't know thought that she was going to propose. Like, that was such a big deal to not show that. Even if people found out in hindsight, if she came out and she said, like, yeah, I proposed, or he came out and he said, like, yeah, Jen proposed, that would look so bad on the show for not showing us the first female to propose.
I'm not talking about not showing it. I'm talking about the order in which they showed it. If they showed it normally, like you were saying, like you felt them showing it after they had their talk would
Because they've
put
never had
Devin
a
in a
talk.
worse light. Right. They could have still had that talk after they showed it, how they're showing it in the order they would normally show it.
Yeah.
And them show and them showing it
It
with
cut off.
her crying her eyes out right next to Devin made her look really bad. Not her bad, but I mean, like, it just
I don't think
like
so.
they were shitting on her. Like they're talking about protecting their leads, and they weren't protecting her there. They
Yeah.
just weren't.
Yeah, I
They
mean,
could have showed it in
I agree
order.
with the argument. I think that it is what
I
it
have no problem. I
is.
have no problem with you saying they should have showed it. Yes, we all need to see that. It's never been done before. I agree. They should have showed it, but they should have showed it in that order. Show the proposal, and then have her come out and tell her story, and then they can have their conversation. Everything could have happened the way it happened, but just in a different order. That's it.
Yeah, I mean I can see that argument. I won't deny that I can't see that argument. I can definitely see the argument. I just don't think that it's as terrible as everybody's saying it is, especially because I really don't think that I think that Jen is okay with the fact that it happened. Maybe she didn't want to, but I think she gets it. I don't think that she was upset by that. And
She
if she came
was
out and
bawling. Like they had the little picture on her on the side to the point where they took it off. They took it off because she was just bawling her eyes out, and it just did not look good.
No, it didn't. It didn't look good at all. It did not look good. I just it's I don't know. It's a TV show.
And it's funny, we talked about this. We never even brought up the whole no talking about Marcus and his allegations at all.
Yeah.
They just didn't bring it up. They talked about, like, AB just talked about, like, we're going to protect our leads. And there was a whole, what was it, like, an Us Weekly
I honestly
article that came out years ago.
I knew they
And
weren't talking about
they did
Mark.
not deliver. They did not deliver after that whole article. We're going to protect our leads of color and this and that and blah 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 blah, and they just did not do it. They didn't, not one thing came up.
I knew as soon as I heard
I
that.
had a feeling. I had a
Yes.
feeling that they wouldn't.
No, and the reason why I knew that is because when they brought Michelle Young to Gabby and Rachel's finale, and they told her that the reason she was there was so that she could be there and be like another like the other side of the issue in talking to Eric about the blackface. They had her in the audience, and they still didn't do it. I mean, I'm sorry. I knew that they were never going to bring up the Marcus allegations. It's ABC.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all
And then what
continue
do they?
talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. And then what did they do? They wound up giving a grease trip to Charity and Dotton.
I think that they already bought that trip for Jen and Devin
They
and
should have still given it to Jen. She could do whatever she wanted with it.
they could have done it, but I think that that's why they got the trip.
They could have still gave it to her because they fucked her. They should have still gave that to her anyway and still given her Dancing with the Stars. They should have given her something. Like, they didn't even announce Dancing with the Stars on the finale. They could have given her that. Like, they royally screwed her in so many ways. And it's just like, it's to the point I've heard people like, oh, I'm not going to watch the show
Signed the
anymore.
contract
This is
yet?
terrible.
They could have at least like been like, Jen, we have a question for you. Do you want to be on Dancing with the Stars? We have this opportunity for you. And then she could have gone backstage and signed
Because
the
they knew they had it already. They had
Yeah.
it.
Like, what did they think? She was going to say no?
Right. And she wouldn't have said it live, that she was like, she did it anyway. So she was definitely like, yeah. Like, I don't, it's, they had so many opportunities to make it a little bit better for her, to ease something off of her, and they didn't.
Yeah, I agree.
And Devin was just there like, he made that comment going into commercial, like, what's happening here? I'm like, what do you mean, what's happening here? Dude, like, you don't even, it's like he doesn't even understand what's happening. He doesn't understand what he did, or he doesn't care.
No.
He didn't care, you know? I mean, the whole partying with Jeremy thing, Jeremy caught it straight. He didn't need that. But, like,
I know, I
I
think Jeremy is
mean,
one of the good guys.
yes, yeah. Jeremy was just doing her, living his, and he's like, you know, I can't live my life. Oh my God. It was, he just said, he did so many bad things. I'm not talking about Jeremy, I'm talking about Mark, Devin. But, like, I can't live my life. I was like, if you're hurting over the breakup, and I understand, you know, yeah, you know, some, you know, to let loose, you go out, you party, you get your mind off of shit, you know, but like it was just so many things with the following Maria and the going out partying like right afterwards, like they're bad optics. It
Yeah.
just doesn't, it just doesn't look good. So I don't know. I mean, that's, I feel like there's not much more I can say after all that. Or I think we laid into him pretty well.
Yeah, I agree.
And every podcast I've heard has done the same exact thing. It's like we were all like, we weren't sure about Devin, and then we got on the Devin train, and then we fell for everything, and then we all got like royally screwed. It's funny because like there was some, I was behind on some podcasts, and then I watched the finale, so I went back and watched, listened to the older episodes, and they're like still praising Devin. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to this final episode after they watch the finale, and everybody just laid into him, kind of like we are right now.
Yeah, I mean, at least I think on a little bit of the same but a different next year coming into the Golden Bachelorette, I think we'll have a lot different kind of atmosphere, not probably not so dramatic. There will be a lot of I guess drama, but not drama. It's just like people like talking about their past and their past traumas, not drama. And so it'll be just like a completely different thing. And I'm excited for another golden season. Hopefully, you know, Joan ends up with somebody she's more compatible with than Gary and Teresa, because obviously when they got
Yeah.
to the real world, they were just not compatible at all.
It won't be Mark because they made it too obvious that they're cool. They
Well,
made a, like he seems like a really, really good guy, and I think he'll have like, I think he'll last for a while, hopefully, you know, longer than Matt James's mom being on a night one
he may be the
woman.
next Golden Bachelor.
He could be, you know, we don't know how far he goes. So we'll see. I think he's gonna be there for a while. I don't want to say, especially being like, you know, a Leeds parent, because we saw Leeds parent get let go after night one. But
Oh, it
I
wasn't
think,
not a Leeds parent, it's a winner's parent.
sorry, a winner's parent, yes. But yeah, I feel like he's gonna be around for a while.
I hope so. I thought it was so cute too, how even Joan, when she's talking to Kelsey, she's like, "Thank you, he's so cute." Like, adorable. Love it. Can't
She
wait
was like,
to have him again.
you can call me mom.
But I also will say that there is no fantasy for the Golden Bachelor.
Right. Yeah.
Peter was going to do it this season if it was on a Monday, but since it's on
Wednesday.
Wednesday show, and he does live scoring for both Survivor and the challenge, which I don't know how he doesn't but he
Ooh.
does. He couldn't
Ow.
add a third score. Him and his wife helps him, and they do it together.
Okay. All right.
He said it helps when like they're one of them is on commercial and the other one is going, but it doesn't always happen like that. But yeah, I couldn't
Okay.
double TV it in.
Yeah, you can't do three shows at once if it's just the two of you, obviously. I mean, if you can get a third person to help out, maybe. But yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna watch live that day. Three shows on at once. They're all at the same time, right? They're all at 8.
Yeah.
Oh man. They couldn't,
I know
oh.
what I'll be watching because the challenge this season has become a family show again for the first time since like War of the
Yeah, I'm
Worlds.
probably
So
gonna be watching the challenge. I'll probably be watching the challenge live. I'll watch Survivor the next day. Emma gets Golden probably by the weekend. I won't be watching Golden live unless I'm at the bar, right? And I think the bar that I go to is still going to be showing. They show everything Bachelor, Bachelorette. I kind of wish I was there for the finale. I did not know that was going to happen at the end. I knew, I think I told you guys, I got spoiled about the winner a few weeks before. So I knew Devin won, but I had no idea that was going to happen.
Nobody did. It Reality Steve didn't know until 10 a.m. that morning.
At least he knew before it aired, but
But like barely. Nobody knew until after.
that's wow, that's insane.
But he
But
also
yeah.
that when she was in her brown jumpsuit, that was like the after filming thing that they filmed, like the happy couple breakup, like the Ari Becca one. But obviously that wasn't true, and that was actually when she broke up with Marcus. That was the only thing that he had wrong about it, though.
Okay. Yeah. So did Michelle officially win?
No, I haven't put in any of it yet,
I
but
feel like she's gonna win anyway. Like we have the same people in our.
yeah, but if there's points for people at the beginning of the season that you didn't have in, then it could affect it. Because I haven't put in any points.
At all for the whole season? Oh. Okay.
I've been doing that the last few seasons, waiting until the end so that it's like you
Oh, I
know.
had no idea. I thought you were like doing it like throughout and then just doing it week to week.
I used to do that, and then I tried it one season at the end, and I don't know, it's like more of a surprise. It makes it more interesting.
And that's how we got in the tie that season. Okay. All right. All right. So, all right. We'll see what happens.
Maybe for the 5P. I don't know, we'll see after I plug in these scores. Which I'll probably get to tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Sunday, Mondays are my days off, but moving on to the challenge. What an episode. Crazy eliminations. Oh, who are we giving our MVP to this episode? It was a tough one for me.
I'll let y'all go first.
Okay, so I don't like her presentation on anything, but as far as like who the episode was kind of centered around, who got their way, she won a daily. I mean, I gave it to Laurel because even though the episode didn't shine her in like the best light, I think that it was her episode.
Okay, she was an honorable mention LVP for me. She obviously did stand out, but I was not going to give her an MVP for that behavior. So mine was Tori. I mean, Jenny cut. Sometimes I think Tori and Jenny kind of look like Jenny.
So I gave Jenny an MVP honorable mention, but I'm going to be completely honest. I gave out the awards today. I gave Jenny, Anissa, Derek, and Horacio all MVP honorable mentions.
Listen, I was impressed with Anissa. I thought she did very well. I was
I
very
agree.
impressed.
Honorable mention MVP for Anissa, definitely. She did great. Jenny, my MVP is gonna go to Derek. Because he won.
Interesting.
And that's my guy. That's it. We'll talk about the controversy and everything after that, but like as far as like we mentioned a lot of names and he's the one guy that I would put over everybody else.
I
A
would say
lot of.
the
Go
thing
ahead.
that I really liked about Derek this episode was the like little diagram thing that he made and like the like presentation.
His notes. Yeah.
That was good. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was good.
I agree.
And
Yep. Absolutely.
I think Horacio played a good game. Like, I think all four of those people, it's not that fo their fault that was a janky elimination. I'm not giving any of them an LVP or LVP honor.
Christina, Devin doesn't like that word, janky.
I don't care.
I From that live you sent me, poor Nehemiah. Dev was like, I don't like that word janky. I'm like, shut up.
That's hilarious. I'm just saying, I think that none of it is any of their faults, and none of them
No.
deserve any negative points, and they all deserve negative or positive 3 points, so they're getting it.
No, my LVP goes to Laurel.
Okay.
Mine goes to Jordan.
Mine too.
Okay, and honorable mention for Jordan. I mean, I could easily flip that, but
Yeah.
the Laurel, for her to just come at Darrell like that,
Gross.
she
Not
like
just.
I'm like, yo, you won. What is there like? I mean, everybody at some point is going to be a target. And
That same shit she did when she thought she won against Ninja and made that face and
yeah.
that thrusting movement that was so weird and off the wall to me. Like,
She like
you can't deny that,
Darrell.
even though she's a terrible person, she got everything that she wanted in this episode. She had Jordan
Right.
wrapped around her little finger.
So like, so what are you upset about? I mean, so we'll talk about Jordan in a minute too. But Laurel, first off, Darrell chose four women. Four. He didn't just choose one person. He had to choose four people to be targets. And she was just one of them. I'm like, listen, it's gonna happen. You know, like she's just like she's I and she made a comment about like, you know, who was it? Emily, like, oh, you know, she's a threat. Something about Emily. And I'm not sure. And so I'm like, all right, so you're targeting strong people too, you know? So like, what is you if you feel like you're the strongest, you should expect to be targeted. That's gonna
Listen,
happen,
yeah.
right?
When you're
I'm not an Emily fan, but her bringing up Emily and Darrell's wife and Darrell was just
That was
nasty.
terrible. That was
Nasty.
the part. That was the low blow. I'm like, you know, like you can be like, if you want to be messy or whatever, fine. But to try to attack Darrell's marriage is just a low blow,
So the
you
reason
know?
I feel like this was Laurel's episode and not Jordan's, and like the difference is that for me is that Laurel had dominance and control over everything. I know that Jordan thinks that he had control by winning, by like throwing that daily, but the way that he did it for me was just too
Awful.
low.
So we're talking about Jordan now. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about
So
it.
for me, like that's why I gave Laurel my MVP, is because I felt like she had dominance and she really controlled the game. Jordan, I felt like he let himself slip here, kind of back into, dare I say, old Jordan, or like not changed Jordan, that he like, I don't know. I mean, almost calling Cheyenne Chantel. It's not even forgetting her name. It's almost calling her Chantel. Like the after everything that happened on Rivals 3 with Vince and her almost going home, like what after the situation changed for the final, and like I'm like, it makes my blood boil. Like
It's disgusting.
it was so
He
low. I mean, I just can't even. And I like Jordan for the most part, most of the time.
yeah.
And like, I could not, like, I cannot. I
Why
can't.
did he think that would be funny? Like, I just don't get why he would use the same name that Johnny and Vince were calling her. And it was,
You know what I think?
tell me, because I don't get it.
I think he really almost called her Chantel and you and stopped himself and used that as his, like, I forgot her name, now I can't remember it.
Yeah, he bad acting job.
I think because of that scene, I think he was thinking of that scene when he said it. And I think
Wow.
he almost called her Chantel.
I think he was thinking of that scene to pretend like he couldn't remember her name. He obviously definitely knew who it was. I mean, the fact that he went to both baby showers. Like, I'm like, you know
He's friends
Cheyenne's
with
family.
them. Yes.
I know. Like, you're like
He better
you
not be
know,
invited to
yeah.
the next baby shower. I don't care what he gave as a gift.
Right. Yeah. It was for him to be an actor, it was not good.
It was bad.
Not good.
So bad.
Not
And
good at all.
Banana said on his podcast that before the standoff or whatever it was, before that Bananas came up, or Laurel came up to Bananas and said, Jordan's gonna throw it. And so
Wow.
I don't know if he would have thrown it that early, but I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, no matter which angle that you spin on it, it's disgusting.
Now, did he throw it just to throw him a bone, or did he throw it because he didn't want to have the he didn't
I
want to
don't think
be
he wanted to have the power that early, and I think he made
right.
a deal with Laurel that he would be safe. I think he also wanted Orazio and Derek to go against each other.
Yeah.
Those are two people that could maybe beat him in a final.
Well, I mean, listen, of those three guys, yes, any one of them. You know, I get it. You know, and this is going to keep happening. That's what's great about this cast. It's going to keep happening for the rest of the season. There's a lot of strong people. A lot of strong people. And we'll get to the whole when CC nominates himself, and then all of a sudden Josh backs out. Like, but let's keep going with this. Or we can talk about that right now since I brought it
Well, that
up.
was interesting
Hallelujah.
too. Josh and Corey both
Well,
missing out.
here's the thing about Corey, because Corey, while he mentioned we'll do a rotation, he never said he would be next. So there's that. Josh said,
Not
I'll
that we
step up.
saw. It
And
sounded like he said he was going to be next because they were shocked
that's
he didn't
true.
step
You're
up.
right. You're right. We're going based off what we saw. We saw Josh say, I'll step up. Corey just said, let's do a rotation. So he knows he's going to go at some point. He just chose to not step up at that point. But he didn't do what Josh did and say, I'm going to step up. And then he didn't. He backed out. That's the problem there. And Kylan gets screwed because he was already nominated previously. I'm not sure if that's a Jenny thing because Jenny chose him, but like she should have realized, wait, Kylan was already chosen at one point. She should have
What, wait, he
chose.
was?
No.
He was, I think he
No.
was chosen once. Yeah, he was. But
No, I
his
think
team.
she picked someone who hadn't been chosen, right?
No, Kylan had already been chosen before. That was the issue. Kylan had already been chosen. Kylan had been chosen, but he just didn't go in elimination.
But this was the first time you could choose anybody, was when Jarrell picked Laurel. Kylan wasn't already chosen.
He wasn't.
No, Horacio and Theo had already been in, so it was between Kylan and Josh and
Okay. Maybe I'm misremembering.
But still, Kylan was screwed because they thought Josh was going to step up. Kylan was
That's true.
blindsided. Either
Right.
way you slice it, Kylan was.
Yeah, it should have been Josh. And the fact that I guess they had that team conversation, Jenny should have remembered that. Like, no one's gonna step up. Well, Josh said you said you would, so I'm gonna pick you. She should have did that. I'm not gonna blame Jenny for choosing Kylan, but Josh should have just stepped up. I mean, eras 3 and 4,
I don't know because
they're
it was like I can't remember if it was in like the very episode 0 or episode 1, but it was in the very beginning. We see Josh talking to the UK people. He's clearly like trying to make an alliance for them. So I feel like Jenny probably picked Kylan because she's like, okay, if Josh is
I
saying
don't know him.
then if no, like if Josh is saying he's not ready, then I'm not going to make him go in when he's not ready.
But he said he was, so like I
Yeah,
can't go
but
with that.
at the end, when she's there in the
Josh
moment,
said no. He
she
shook
said
his
no,
head.
and she was respecting that, is how I took it.
because she knew him and she's been in a season with him at least,
Forgiving
and she's never been in a season with Kylan.
on another season with him. They made an alliance at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. Do we have any quotes? I have a lot.
I bet I know y'all do. No, I don't, but the only one I have is when Laurel said that thing, it shoots to Emily and she just goes, "Don't bring me into this." Like her face was just like, "I don't want any of this." Okay, so you go, guys, y'all not think CT's pro tips are freaking hilarious?
Yeah,
They're
I think.
great.
Yeah.
I love that
They're
they're
great.
doing that. Okay, anyways,
Yeah.
go ahead.
Okay, so Swaz, do you have any? I'm guessing you weren't prepared for this, but are you?
I wasn't, no, but I mean, yeah, as far as you talk about the pro tips, and I guess one of them was like, don't nominate yourself, but then he nominated himself. Well, he didn't nominate himself into elimination, but he nominated himself into being a captain or a target. So I guess technically, I don't know if that counts as nominating yourself. I don't know if he's going back on his pro tip, but I don't know. I don't know how you feel about
Everybody
that.
has to do it at some point, or like,
Yeah.
so I think that's why it's like a little different.
Yeah. I mean, errors one and two were like, "I'll do it, I'll do it." And then three and four were like, "Nope." Well, at
What
least the
part of
men,
the reason why three
the
and
men,
four?
it was just the men. Because Olivia was like, "I'll do it, no problem."
Well, I think that the
And
reason Era 3 and 4 are like that is because CT said first. So, do we think that had we started with Era 4, Josh and Corey would have said, "Okay, it's me," and then
that's exactly
CT
what it
last?
was. That's exactly what it was, because Josh even said, "Yeah, I'm not going against CT at least again, because you already lost to him."
You should have said, "Jenny, we'll start with your era."
She should have did that. They should have did that.
Yeah, they
But I
should have
think they,
gone opposite this time. Why are they always starting with Era 1?
yeah. I mean, I'm that's a that's actually a good question. We probably should have. Well, I guess based off the edit, that was the order they went in. They could have also obviously went out of order, and they showed it that way. I should have asked Derek that on the Zoom. We'll get to the Zoom, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'll run down all of my quotes. Like I said, I have quite a few of them. Brad, he says, "Trivia has been my demise." What's demise mean? Does anyone know the definition of demise? I thought that was really funny.
I got a question. Wasn't he a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that this was a joke.
Still, he does this joke too often to make it seem like, "Yo, did you teach?" Or like, maybe he just does it all the time because, like, I feel like if you're a teacher,
He was
there are a
also
lot of
a
things.
teacher. He doesn't need to know. I don't know.
He's what?
He was a history teacher, so I feel like when I don't know when you're like in a specialized area, it's not like you're an elementary teacher who like teaches every subject. You teach one subject. He's probably good at knowing about the Civil War or something like that, and that's it.
Listen, y'all, I taught school for 1 year. Okay. So all I'm saying is a teacher doesn't mean you know much or everything.
Okay.
I was a PE and health teacher.
Nice. I can see you being a PE teacher.
Yeah, first year out of college, never taught again. I was done after.
That's funny. Okay, so Corey had a couple quotes. He says, "Yee dee dee dee, I'm excited," and he has this like huge smile on his face, and then it goes like straight face. I've never done well at trivia.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Then Corey says, "I'm just like, oh my God, bro. Hey, I'm here. Hello." That's when
Yeah.
Jordan were talking about Cheyenne and how he came to my gender reveal. He knows her name.
So I like knew pretty much all the trivia questions except the geography ones, and
Yeah.
Mitch didn't really know any of them. But when they asked that one, Mitch was like, "It's Corey, it's Corey," because Corey was in the background waving his arms. I'm like, "It's not Corey, you dummy. It's Corey's baby's mama."
Devin had a good quote about it. Not knowing Cheyenne's name is blasphemy. Which, Avery says, "I'm a pervert for Sherbert."
That was great.
Anissa says, I'm really proud that Derek did so much work. Like, if he could have, he would have put together a whole PowerPoint and done a whole presentation.
Yep.
And then Anissa at the end, she says, I can't get this weave out. I don't know how it would have lasted 8 more weeks.
Listen, I don't care for Jenny. I only watched that one season. I don't even think I finished it, so I don't know much about her. So I was honestly, since Anissa was doing so good, even though I'm not a fan of hers, I was really hoping kind of for an Anissa win there because I was like, this would be impressive.
That'd have been a great upset.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, how annoying the official challenge podcast would be if both Anissa and Tori beat Jenny in elimination?
Yeah.
Yeah. That can't
I
happen.
mean, I don't listen to it because I couldn't stand listening to those two, but for y'all, yes.
But I love it
Actually, Vaughn and
when
Devin are hosting right now, and it's great.
Davon and Devin are great.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they're the hosts of 40. But anyways, so my last go quote goes to Kylan. He says, definitely strike one, but this isn't baseball, so I'm not gonna wait for three.
That would have been my one that I remembered.
I think Kylan's my favorite from Era 4.
Kylan's great, and he's a great challenger.
Yeah. He helped on the Zoom. We'll talk about that.
Talk about it.
I mean, so we should start with the elimination, I guess.
Yeah, start with the controversy of the elimination, which, okay, I'll start. When Horacio at the end, I turned to Mitch. I said, after Nerys left, he may not really want to be there because why would he just walk up? And this was before I knew anything. I had seen nothing on Twitter yet. And we were watching it after it aired that same night, but after. And I can't remember who won. I can't remember who goes home. So I'm trying not to be re-spoiled. So I was like, he must just not have cared that much. Because I'm like, because that was weird that he was just so casual. Because when he walked up and did it, I was like, bye, Derek. And then they come out and say, Derek won. And I'm like, this is what? And then afterwards, when I got on Twitter, I'm like, oh, this is some big controversy going on. Because I thought it was wild how he just walked up and put the last peg in. So let's go from there.
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to so many people talk about it. I've listened to Horacio. I've listened to Jordan. I've listened to Devin, Naya. Nehemiah was on that live. Nerys was on that live. Jenny had a statement about it, whose really is the opinion I care about the most is Jenny's, because she was the one that was there that heard the other rules that wasn't Derek or Horacio. I'd also be interested in Anissa, but not as much because I think she's a little too far up productions, but Jenny is the person that I want to hear from most, and I can read that. But I there's just there's been and Tori, I've heard Tori talk about it. It's interesting. There are a lot of different sides. Derek, I've listened to a little bit of Derek's, not all of it, but a little. I've read like the things that Scott has posted. There's a lot. Two different sides, two people took things completely differently. And I think the bottom line and the most important thing is that this is not Derek's fault. Derek is not a bad guy. This is not Horacio's fault. Horacio is not the bad guy. Neither of them did anything wrong. They played a game. They went on a reality show. They signed whatever they signed in the contract, and that is one of the problems with the challenge. And it sucks. I mean, it's the reason why Joss is never going to come back. It's the reason why Kaylee doesn't want to come back. It's the same thing, because they feel like something very similar happened to them on War of the Worlds 2 during the Purge. So
Oh, I didn't realize that, to be honest.
yeah,
Okay.
that's why after they got done, Kaylee's like jumping up and down, because they yeah, she thinks that it should have been Leroy and Cam that were purged, not them. But they wanted
Okay.
in the final. She claimed that she saw times written down and that they didn't lose.
Okay.
So, but and what Tori said is true though, and what Tori said is that it first and foremost is a reality show, and secondly, it is a competition show. And even though there is a big competition aspect to it, they sign a contract that says that production can change things, and that's just part of it. And that sucks, but it's true.
On that note, because there are people saying like, why would you get rid of? They're claiming Orazio is the new golden boy, instead of getting rid of Derek,
I think that they wanted Era One people to be there.
because there wouldn't have been any. Yeah, they already lost so much. Like, who's left? Brad and CT, and that's it. You know, they would have lost two Era One people. I get it.
Yeah. But I don't know. And I don't want to discredit Derek in any way because I think both of them did do a really good job on the elimination. I think that it was close, regardless of if Horacio's ball got stuck or not. I think that they both did a really good job. I think they both tried really hard. And I don't think that there's anything that either of them did wrong in this situation, which is part of the reason why I gave them both MVP honorable mentions because, like, I think that they really both got the short end of the stick, and it's neither of their faults. Neither
Right.
of them deserve the hate that they're getting right now. It
Right. And these rabid fans, like, yeah, if anything, production should get the hate. They should always get the hate. It's they're the ones controlling everything.
And of course, like, I don't know. I hope that this is something that is addressed at the reunion.
I hope so too.
But are so. Ew, are they getting hate? That's
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, it's kind of geared to, of course, you have your, people that love Derek. You know, we're among those. I like Horacio a lot, and I wanted him. Hopefully, I hope this doesn't deter him from coming back, even though it feels like it is. But, and at the same time, I do feel like, obviously, Nerys not being there took a, something away from him.
I think this is coming back.
I definitely believe Nerys is coming back for sure. She's too much of a fan to not come back.
What she's always wanted to be on.
She's been wanting to be on for a long time. It took them way too long to get her on. Like I've seen videos of I've been in love with Nerys ever since Are You the One? Her and Didi,
Me too. That's when I fell in
like.
love.
Yeah, they both wanted to get on for years. And they finally got her on and she delivered. Like and she's still delivering. I see her coming back for sure. Not sure about Horacio. Hopefully we can get him back because he's too good to not be there. But I do agree with the whole, reality TV thing. They do what they want to do. He's probably not down with that. He's obviously there more for the competition and not for the reality part, which is why people call it boring and things like that. But I want to see him there.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's good, but I don't think he's like an every season character because he is kind of boring, but like he is a really good competitor. He's great eye candy. So I think he should be somebody who's cast, but I don't think he should be cast every season like a Norris. Norris can be almost every season, just give her a break every couple because every
Well, he's obviously booked and busy with other stuff too. So let him do his things, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, they keep doing that. They're never gonna see each other.
Well.
Which is why probably why they
I
wouldn't
don't
be
know. I
cast
thought.
together.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens to those two. Well, do either of you have any final thoughts here? We've been recording for a while now, so I won't keep you too much longer,
Oh,
but
we didn't even talk about
okay.
the Zoom. So I was on the watch along, And so of course during every commercial break we discuss some things. And so we get to the end, and of course Derek tells us part of what happened. We've seen all of it transpire through Twitter, even after the episode ended. So of course people are on Twitter while we're talking about it, and that's when people brought up the whole Nerys thing, and people making their comments and everything. So we're like, while it's happening live on Twitter, we're reporting it to Derek and Scott at the same time. And I guess somebody made some comments, and then Kyler made a comment, was like, is this Zoom taking calls? And we told Scott, like, hey, Kyler wants to get on the Zoom. And he's like, oh, okay. You just straight up there and just texted him right in front of us. It's like, texted him and emailed him, and then Kyler called in to tell his side of what he saw during the elimination. Of course, he's pro Horacio, that's his guy. And he talks about how, obviously, and Derek mentioned this, the only people that got all the rules were the four that were in the elimination. Everyone else didn't hear those rules. So what everyone is saying, they don't know, unless they were told by either Derek in the house or the winners that came back into the house.
So what Jenny said was, honored to have gone against such a legend that is my girl Anissa MTV, and sad we couldn't play to the end. In other news, I called out production for screwing Horacio over in this elimination. They helped with Tarek's pegs, yes. It's frustrating, and I felt bad for him. Both guys grafted incredibly hard. It's a side of the show that I struggle with, the changing of the rules whenever it suits them.
So we don't, and again, we don't know those exact rules. Based off what Derek said, I guess he wasn't really too clear with the exact rules that was told to him, but if the peg is in, it's in. His board, and it was also Anissa's board too. So what people said, like, I guess no one noticed that Anissa was getting help as well. But Derek noticed it when she was going. So he was, they were like, no, leave it. Cause they, even after he put, even, not even talking about when he fell into it, when he dove into it, they kept falling out even after while he was in the field picking up other pegs. So the board was just fucked up. I'm not going to use janky, but the board was fucked up and they just kept falling out.
Well, Horacio said those boards were fucked up.
Yes, but Horacio not as badly as Derek's apparently, and Horacio's picking his own up, to the point where, like, because the PA wasn't going to get in the shot if he's picking it up. At some point, they told Derek we'll take care of it, so they're picking it up because I guess since we're falling out more than Horacio's, so that's Derek's side.
Regardless, if they're like picking one up for one, they should be picking it up for the other too.
Right. And yeah, I mean, you're right. Yes. And those are the rules that we don't know. But from what we were led to believe, what I'm led to believe after what Derek explained is that if the peg was in, because if you look earlier, it was in that spot earlier. And then later on, it's not there because it fell out.
Well, yeah,
And
I
then
think
you
that's
see it, and
obvious. I think I
it's
don't think that's
stuck.
the question. I think the controversy is whether that should have been a thing or not,
You're right, and we don't know because production hasn't said anything to us.
which is why I hope that they do at the reunion, but I don't know that they will. But if they,
Right.
there is a time for it to address it, it's then.
Right. All these cast members, they have all their, theories of what's happening or their opinions. When it's really production, they made the decision. I mean, they spent an hour looking at tapes to figure out who won. Granted, they said Derek was ahead by a lot. Derek got greedy by going for five instead of four, like he was normally doing. And that's when he went diving into the board and knocked all this shit off or whatever. But Derek's winning by a lot, apparently. And all that got knocked down or whatever. And Horacio nonchalantly going up for his one because he saw Derek was still throwing a ball. Because Derek thought that he still had one more left. He didn't realize his peg was stuck and already on the board. He was done already. So Horacio was looking
But
like,
since
oh,
when do you not
he's
have to
still
call?
going.
But since when do you not have to call check? Isn't that like also part of it though, usually? I mean, it is.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not. But look, Derek thought
I know.
that
I'm
he still had to go,
again,
and he's like, "Oh shit, I'm done."
like good for yeah, but like also like why is that Orasio's problem? It's not. He didn't call check. And so I like Derek. I'm not again like props to Derek. I think that he got the short end of the stick. Like he won this elimination. They gave it to Derek. Derek won. Period. There is no Orasio winning. They gave it to Derek. Like Derek won. But the semantics are like if it's fair, which I don't think that it is. And it's not saying
No, it's not.
lost.
It's not.
It's
It's
just
not.
the bottom line is that it's not fair.
It's not. And that's why I definitely feel better for Horacio.
And Derek,
Yeah.
Derek doesn't deserve
You
this.
know. Yes. Well. Yeah. Because they. Because now, like, you're discrediting Derek's win. And I totally understand that. It's just like, I don't know. I didn't talk about it when I saw him in Chicago last week. Because mainly we were all drunk. But yeah, I didn't really get I didn't I actually I went to Chicago. I didn't even go to the show.
Yeah.
I just flew out there. Because I didn't get a ticket in time. I tried to sneak my way in, but it didn't work. I'm like, oh, I'll just see you guys at the bar afterwards. And it was just Derek that came out to the bar afterwards. And Mark, actually. And Mark. So I got to see Mark and Derek. But I didn't really bring it up. I just said, hey, you guys had a great. Oh no, that was this week, right? So I didn't mean no. I was talking about their elimination. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, so it's it I feel bad that everyone is throwing shots at Derek when he didn't do anything wrong. And the same thing for Horacio. Neither of them deserved it.
No, neither of them did. They didn't. And I mean, that's the bottom line.
And then I know Theo made a post saying, like, if you think that's bad, wait till the rest of the season. I guess it continues to happen.
Yeah,
So we will see.
we'll see what the rest of the season brings. It should be a good one. So next week we won't have a podcast because there's no challenge because of the VMAs and there's no Bachelorette. So we will not have a podcast next week. The following week we will be back. The Golden Bachelorette. I'm not sure if we're going to talk about it or not. We'll figure that out, but definitely we'll be back to talk to you about the challenge and the season premiere of Survivor. So excited for the new season of Survivor. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.